Center at 6. Diego Maradona, regarded as one of the greatest footballers of all time, has died at the age of 60. To many in England, he's best known for his Hand of God goal at the 1986 World Cup, which he inspired Argentina to win. Brazil legend Pelé says the world has lost a legend. Tim Vickery is a journalist who specializes in South American football.
For many in Argentina, this is the loss of someone who is very close to being a religious icon. It's a day that people have prepared for. There were times when it seemed that he would never get to the age of 60. But what a legacy he leaves behind. What memories he leaves us.
The UK is taking its biggest financial hit in 300 years because of COVID-19.
We are providing £280 billion to get our country through coronavirus.
The Chancellor has revealed forecasts showing an 11% dip in the economy this year. Meanwhile, the unions told Rishi Sunak that he's on a collision course with public service workers after he announced a pay freeze for professions including firefighters, teachers and council staff. Only NHS workers and those earning under £24,000 will avoid it. Ex-Prime Minister David Cameron says he deeply regrets the Chancellor's decision to reduce the overseas aid budget by billions of pounds. Manish Peter works for Care International in South Sudan.
At the time of global pandemic, where the world's poorest people are really facing much more greater challenges, making further cuts will definitely have immense and dangerous consequences.
Elsewhere, the UK has recorded another 696 coronavirus-related deaths. There have also been a further 18,213 cases. Charities are praising Meghan Markle for sending a powerful message to others who've had a miscarriage. The Duchess of Sussex has revealed she lost a baby in July. And in sports, a minute's silence being held to mark the death of Maradona in the Champions League this evening. Manchester City have just kicked off at Olympiacos. That's the latest. I'm Richard Newman.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath on us to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever. Know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my.
Under my umbrella, la, World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to World Wide Web, where it's me, Paul Webb, again, standing in for Ella, who is still having to isolate due to a case at her school. But rest assured, she will be back fit next week to take back the reins, take back the controls, and I'll be back in the guest mic seat. For now, you're with me for the next hour, and we will be talking about stories coming out of the week junior still, so we'll stick into the same format for the sake of the show. And this week, the big story is Mr. Lewis Hamilton. Love him or loathe him, has made F1 history by winning 7 back-to-back titles. I know this is a week old now, but obviously once it's gone into the week junior, then that's when we kind of pick it up and we start to talk about it. And it's quite something, isn't it? 7 world titles, 94 races he's won now. 94, I think that's a win percentage. In fact, I know it's not. I know that's a win percentage of 36%, which is quite remarkable, actually, quite remarkable. Now, a lot of people will say, is it Lewis Hamilton or is it Mercedes? You know, he's very fortunate, let's face it, to be driving a very, very good car in the context of the championship. But, you know, let's not take anything away from him. He's done well. He's still got to steer it and he's still got to get it around the track, which is something that some drivers don't manage to do. And I suspect if I was put in a car with an average speed of 164 miles an hour, I think I'd probably struggle to get it around the track. So congratulations to Lewis. It has, more recently this week, brought up some stories and some news about should he, at a fairly tender age, be knighted? Should he be Sir Lewis Hamilton in the New Year's Honours list? Which is a big debate, huge debate. I mean, I think it's probably not appropriate, but you know, it divides opinion. And interestingly, Lewis Hamilton has divided opinion. If you just kind of Google it, he's divided opinion for years, which is extraordinary, really, given his success and where he's come from. He won his first kart race at the tender age of 8 years old, I believe, or 10 years old. I think that maybe he started karting at 8 years old and then won it at 10. So you know, he's got some pedigree and he knows how to drive a car, that's for sure. But you know, he's, as I say, he's divided opinion, but he can't take anything away from his success. He also, I mean, let's just kind of give him some credit where it's due. He's now set up the Hamilton Foundation, raising funds and awareness for a number of things, really, but particularly things like racial equality, which is obviously something that's very close to his heart, and he's demonstrated with great passion over this particular season. And I think, you know, obviously that's been highlighted this year more than ever by the incidents in the US earlier in the year, which don't need any more discussion. But obviously, it's absolutely right to focus on that. And I think that, amongst his other achievements, is probably what has earned him. This is another credit to his name, number one spot in the 2021 power list. Now, for those like myself who didn't know what the power list is, it's an award that's given to the most influential black person in the UK. And again, it's something that's probably got, rightly so, more focus this year than ever before. And it honours the most powerful people of African Caribbean and African American heritage in the UK for whatever it is that they do. And the list this year, as I say, topped by Lewis Hamilton, but it includes some incredible names who have done an awful lot of work this year across a number of different sectors. But obviously, you know, all kind of coming back to their heritage and their ethnicity. But for example, number two slot, and this for me puts things in context, and not necessarily in a good way, but Professor Kevin Fenton, who is the Director of Public Health in London, and has spearheaded London's fight, the battle against coronavirus. You know, he's pushed into second spot by Lewis Hamilton. In stark contrast, again, Stormzy is in third spot, and Stormzy has donated £10 million of his own money. He's obviously a very, 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 very successful artist, towards the, again, the fight and the awareness of racial equality. And the list goes on, and there are other people that are equally deserving of recognition, not least of whom is, I think it was in number six spot, a lady called Jacqueline McKenzie, who is the lawyer representing over 200 individuals who have come through the Windrush scandal, if you like. And, you know, we wish her and them all the best with that. But it's a startling list. And it's one that I guess Lewis Hamilton is very fortunate and probably right to top, given his public persona in the whole thing. Marcus Rashford, I think, was also on the list somewhere. And if you ask me, Marcus Rashford is certainly deserving of recognition, if not the top spot, given everything that he's done over the last few months and continues to do. I've seen it on Twitter again today that he's campaigning again, and he's asking the government to consider some more things. I must admit, in my haste, I didn't look much further into that. So I'll have to have a look and see what Marcus Rashford is campaigning for again. But, you know, he's risen to the top of people's lists this year, and we're very, very familiar with his battles and everything that he's picked up. But anyway, back to the point of the story. Lewis Hamilton makes Formula One history. And as I say, his stats speak for themselves. 94 wins, not 36% win record. But would you believe it, that's not the most successful racing driver of all time. Neither would it go to the likes of Michael Schumacher, who many will remember, and who else? Ayrton Senna, the greats, Alain Prost, Niki Lauda, you know, some of these unbelievable drivers. But actually the driver with the highest percentage win is a gentleman from the 50s, Juan Manuel Fangio, back when maybe cars didn't go quite as fast, but I think that the technology was way, way behind, obviously, where it is nowadays. And really, you know, racing drivers back in the 50s had to drive the car. It was them and the car, and that was it. And without taking anything away from Lewis Hamilton and the drivers of the modern era, obviously the cars are incredibly computerized these days. And whilst they go an awful lot faster, they also have a great deal of support behind them, as is always demonstrated when they start spraying champagne over their pit crews. And there's always loads and loads of people there getting involved and very passionate about the thing. You know, they're always in the garage, and sometimes, as happened, I think it was two races ago, sometimes they put themselves in harm's way, and there was one poor gentleman who was stood at the front of the car waiting for the car to come into the pits and ended up getting run over by his driver, which I'm sure he was very, very grateful for. But yeah, so once again, congratulations to Lewis Hamilton, well deserved. I'm sure he's going to keep racing for the rest of the season and keep notching up those victories and probably put himself out of sight in terms of the number of total races that he's won and the number of championship titles that he wins. Another last little stat for you. He's led from start to finish on 22 races. So other than pitting, he's not relinquished the pole position at any point in 22 of those races. So quite remarkable achievement for someone who's so young. I'm sure has got a lot of Grand Prix and championship races left ahead of him. Somebody else who loves a bit of a fast car and loves driving at speed, sometimes possibly too fast on some of the roads that he's been driving off, is a gentleman called JK.
You pick me up, then you pop me down. Can't seem to find my way around you. See what you
rain falls upon my head. I don't think of you much at all. Just one thing seemed to make you care. Who's gonna drive and take you home? Only a fool could walk away from me this time. I look out to heaven, every star I see is mine. Only a fool could walk away from me this time. I'm walking on air and every cloud is cloud nine. You get your kicks playing stupid tricks, but I found another crush. Now game, set, a match. Don't seem to be no catch. I don't think she'll drive me to the wall. Ooh, we go out at night and the world starts feeling right. She don't care about Hollywood. I know you don't believe it, but this time I really mean it. I hope it's clearly understood.
Bit of Jamiroquai there with Cloud Nine, and yeah, JK is very well known for liking his fast cars. Anyway, where are we going now? We're going around the world. That's where we're going. And in a slight change to the stories that I was going to mention tonight, for two reasons. Firstly, because one of them has been chosen by Ella, and I have to say I've got no idea how to pronounce one of the names in there, so I'm not even going to try. But instead, I'm going to start in Argentina, where, if you'd have heard the news, Diego Maradona sadly passed away this afternoon. Great player. Doesn't matter whether you're English, Argentinian, or any other. From any other country, but he's a seriously, seriously good player, and in English hearts, he'll be remembered for two goals that he scored against England in the World Cup. One of which he danced around pretty much every player on the pitch, and the other one, English football fans don't like to talk about because it may have involved a part of his body that he wasn't allowed to score with. But Argentina have now gone into 3 days of mourning. Such was the extent of his popularity in Argentina. So our thoughts obviously are with Diego and the whole of Argentina, I would say. From Argentina, we are going to come back closer to home, and we're going to go to Nancy in France, where diamond thieves have been arrested. 5 women and 2 men have been arrested on suspicion of stealing diamonds worth more than £14.5 million. This is quite something. The thieves went to meetings where they pretended to be interested in buying the diamonds. And then one of them at one of those meetings asked if they could see one of the diamonds in question at a hotel. where she then promptly just slipped it into her handbag and left, which I think is fantastic and incredibly brazen. Obviously, she didn't get away with it for very long. Her and her accomplices have now been arrested. So, yes, let that be a lesson to you. Don't try and pull any little party tricks when you're holding £4 million diamonds. And then finally, we're off to Australia, where the big fin squid has been spotted for the first time. These are rare species which are only spotted in Australian waters. And researchers have taken two deep sea voyages into the Great Australian Bight, which is a large open bay in Australia. And they've been spotted in 2015 and 2017 by Canberra, and now they've been spotted again. And the researchers have now published their findings to try and do some little bit more research and find out where they live and what their habitats are. They're particularly hard to find and to watch because they tend to live in darker parts of the ocean, which probably means incredible long deep sea and very, very difficult to find. Probably best that way, unless you like your calamari. Anyway, that's around the world. Now we shall go and we'll listen to a bit of Ed Sheeran up on his castle on the hill.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. Tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those country lanes, singing to Tiny Dancer, and I miss the way you make me feel. It's real. We watch the sunset years old, smoking and rolled cigarettes. Running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes and One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
LA, on a Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they rented hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I love, and we're just trying to figure everything out.
We don't fit in well, 'cause we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation. You look stunning, dear, so don't ask that question here. This is my only designer clothes, front row fashion shows. What you do and who'd you know inside the world of beautiful people. Champagne and rolled up nose, breathing up some broken holes. Surrounded but still alone. Let's leave the party.
That's not who.
And we made it nowhere. Now I see stars in your eyes when we're halfway there. Now I'm not fazed by all the lights and flashy cameras, 'cause with my arms around you, there's no need to care.
We don't fit in well, we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation here. Your looks done in this, don't ask that question here. This is my only fear that we become
beautiful people.
Top designer clothes, front row fashion shows. What you do and who'd you know inside the world of
beautiful people.
Champagne and rolled up nose, freed up some broken holes. Surrounded but still alone. Let's leave the party.
That's not who.
And Ed Sheeran double for you there. First of all, we had Castle on the Hill, and then little collaboration with Khalid, Beautiful People. Now we are on to our food talk. We can't really do a debate because there's nobody here with me to debate with. So it's just a little food chat. And what we're talking about this week, it seems that every week, whether it's just me or whether it's Ella in here with me, we're talking about something bizarre happening in Japan. and this week is no exception. So in Japan, a crate of 100 fresh oranges has sold at auction for over £7,000. Begs the question, why? These oranges are known as mikan, and they are almost seedless, apparently, with thin, easy-to-peel skin. Now, I'm sure you can get some of these in Sainsbury's or wherever, but, you know, other supermarkets are available. But apparently these particular oranges have the perfect balance of flavours and texture. Still not sure I'd pay 70 quid for a single orange, but there you go. But apparently in Japan, fruit is considered to be a bit of a luxury item, which is good, obviously. It's nice that fruit is considered so highly. But it's not the first time that fruit in Japan has sold for such high prices. Last year, a single bunch of 24 grapes sold for nearly £9,000. One single bunch. They're not even gold plated. These are just edible grapes that presumably somebody would have then had to eat within the space of about a week. Otherwise, they'd have started to shrivel up and God knows what else. But yeah, there you go. So if you're aware of any other crazy stories or any other fruit related higher priced goods that have been sold, or even if you've bought them yourself, then let us know. Give us a tweet up on @web_worldwide. That's web with two B's, and let us know, and we'll mention it on the show. I suspect that nobody is going to come up with a story that's quite as far fetched as a bunch of 24 grapes selling for nearly £9,000, though. But you never know. I shall wait for you to let me know.
I'm just praying you can figure this out. When there's nothing left, you know I'll still be around. And if all of this is dragging you under, I'll remind you of the wilderness wonder. I'm just praying we can figure this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, I know it's hard for you to talk, bare your soul and open up. I will wait for you, I will wait for you. Can't pretend to understand. Can't imagine everything you've been through. You've taken the bad times and made them good. Cause when everything is dragging me under, you remind me of the wilderness wonder. And I'm just glad that we have figured this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, I know it's hard for you to talk, bare your soul and open up. I will wait for you, I will wait for you. Can't pretend to understand. I'll be here to hold your hand. I will wait for you, I will wait for you. I've never met someone as strong as you. I've never met someone as loved as you. I've never met someone like you. I've never met someone like you. Cause only you could make this into something beautiful. Only you can make a bitter song so sweet. And I can't pretend to understand, but I'll be here to hold your hand. I will wait for you. And oh, I will wait for you.
Phoenix FM.
Waking up
up to kiss you and nobody's there. The smell of your perfume still stuck in the air. It's hard. Yesterday I thought I saw your shadow running round. It's funny how things never change in this old town. So far from the stars. And I wanna tell you everything, the words I never got to say the first time around. And I remember everything from when we were the children playing in this fairground. Wish I was there with you now. If the whole world was watching, I'd still dance with you. Drive highways and byways, be there with you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. Saw that you moved on with someone new. In the pub that we met, he's got his arms around you. It's so hard, so hard. And I wanna tell you everything, the words I never got to say the first time around. And I remember everything from when we were the children playing in this fairground. Wish I was there with you now. As if the whole world was watching, I'd still dance with you. Drive highways and byways, be there with you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. You still make me nervous when you walk in the room. Them butterflies, they come alive when I'm next to you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. And I know that it's wrong that I can't move on, but there's something about you. As if the whole world was watching, I'd still dance with you. Drive highways and byways to be there with you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. You still make me nervous when you walk in the room. Them butterflies, they come alive when I'm next to you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. Everything comes back to you.
So there, a bit of Tom Walker with Wait For You, and then Niall Horan with This Town. We're staying in Japan for a little while for the next of our little stories that we're going to just go over. And to be precise, a little town called Takikawa in Japan, where they've had a bit of a bear problem, would you believe? So the bears have been coming out of the woodlands and the forests, and they've been coming into town. And obviously people don't particularly like them. And I know this is an issue that they have in parts of the US and Canada where bears live nearby and they come in because they can smell the food waste that's being put into bins. But what Japan have done is, and I think we covered something similar about the US or about Canada a few weeks back in terms of how they were trying to combat this and how they were trying to prevent the bears from coming into town, because obviously they do a huge amount of damage to property and waste bins, and they're probably not very popular with the locals either. But in Japan, what they've done is they've installed a monster wolf robot And this thing looks quite scary. It's—I don't know how big it is, but it looks pretty lifelike, I would guess. It's the sort of thing you'd see in some kind of horror movies, with flashing red eyes, even down to some sharp teeth. The wolf has been installed, and it's robotic, so it moves around, so it doesn't just sit there. And the lights presumably flash as if it's opening and closing its eyes, and the mouth, I guess, moves, and I'm not sure really whether it makes any noises. But apparently it's been quite successful so far. And since it arrived, there have been no sightings of bears. And it's going to stay there and hopefully keep the bears at bay once spring arrives. I think the concern is that they might not have seen any bears recently because they've all been hibernating. So whether the wolf actually has the desired effect once the bears come back out of hibernation is another matter, but I guess only time will tell. Now, where else now? India. Let's go to India for another little story. And parents of small children may want to turn the volume down now, and I shouldn't say that, but at least send your little darlings out of the room for the time being, because there's a campaign in India to encourage people to eat more sugar. Would you believe? Eat more sugar. India apparently produces about 31 million tons of natural sugar every year. And the Indian Sugar Mills Association is suggesting that actually eating sugar is remarkably healthy and is better than some of the artificial sweeteners that are out there on the market. I'm sure the dental authorities will probably have a few words to say about that, but then probably keeps them in business and keeps the sale of toothbrushes and toothpaste up and mouthwash and all that kind of good stuff. So maybe there's something in this for everyone. But yeah, I think we should probably err on the side of caution and maybe just kind of guard against eating too much sugar. I don't think it's that healthy. The Indian Sugar Mills Association have now taken to releasing recipes for sweets and cakes and other sugary treats in a way to try to convince the Indian population to eat more sugar. So there you have it. You can invite the small ones back into the room now if you like. We've got a few other little stories. We've got some time here, so we've got to cover a couple of other little stories here. One of which has tickled me here, where there's a happy couple that have got married. And I'm delighted to say that Kieran White has now got married to his longtime love, Tilly Christmas. And the astute amongst you will have worked out that were they to share and double barrel their names, they would be Mr. and Mrs. White Christmas. Very, very nice indeed. I'd love to think that they're going to do that. I suspect they might not, but it's a lovely thought anyway, nonetheless.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn. It's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't tryna mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so. Just making that sign must have taken all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Cause shade never made anybody less gay, so on the internet, comparing all the girls who are killing it. But we figured you out, we all know now. We all got crowns, you need to calm down. Uh-oh, 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 uh-oh. You need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
You're being too loud.
You're being too loud.
And I'm just like,
uh-oh, uh-oh,
yeah. You need to just stop. Can you stop? Like, can you just not?
Spells and veins burn, potions, lotion, perfume till I find you.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Love that. Giorgio Moroder featuring Sia. It's like a clash of titans from about 30 years apart, it would seem. Actually superb. I love it. And a bit of Taylor Swift before that. You need to calm down. Quite appropriate if India are telling their population to eat bucket loads of sugar. that's pretty much it from me for the evening. Thank you for sticking with me. I hope you have. And rest assured, Ella will be back next week. So you'll be back in her very, very capable hands, and I'll be on the safe side of the desk. For the time being, I will leave you with Andy Gilson. The Orion Hour is up at 7 o'clock. Ella's back next week. I'll be back tomorrow with 98 Not Out, where we keep getting in some amazing star interviews. Watch this space, because they're coming thick and fast and they're getting better and better at the moment. It's quite exciting. For now, I'll leave you with Paloma Faith and then a little guilty pleasure, a bit of Wham.
I'll be the late night lady you won't recognize. I'm a chameleon, I'm always in disguise. I read your future, but it's written in the past. Take a good look, my your last. Don't try to show me, 'cause you don't know me. Stay away. I could be wilder than the wind, 190 miles an hour. I'm in a whole other dimension, dancing devils on the floor. You think I'm crazy, a little bit hazy, but I'm stone cold sober. You're telling me something, but there's nothing cheap as words. I'm walking away before I do, I'll flip the bird. Excuse me, mister, I've got other things to do than to stand here listening to you. Stop talking. Storm. I'm the one to carry on. I don't need no medicine. If you're looking for a cure, don't be knocking at my door.
You love your cricket, don't miss 98 Not Out. Every Thursday night, 6 till 8, brought to you in association with Shepherd Neame. All the news locally, nationally and internationally. Guest hosts, star guests, and what more could you want? Every Thursday, 6 till 8 on Phoenix 98 FM.